Nancy, thank you for that very generous introduction. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here. Some of us were sitting on the porch before talking about the fact that it's just like camp. And I grew up at camp. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy to be here once again in the footsteps of my hero, Susan B. Anthony. And I beg of you, if you don't like what I'm saying, please don't leave. I thought I would start out by sharing with you one of my favorite little stories that's been making the rounds for a while. It's a story about a man in the hospital, and the doctor said to him, "Sir, I've got bad news and good news. The bad news is you need a new brain. The good news is I've got two available." And the man said, "Oh, my goodness, I need a new brain. This is horrible. What are you talking to?" He said, "Well, don't worry, I've got two." And he said, "Well, what do you have available?" And the doctor said, "Well, one is a male brain, and that'll cost you $20,000. And the other one is a female brain, and that will cost you $10,000. And the fellow said, "Well, I don't understand. Why is the female brain so much cheaper?" "Oh, that's easy," the doctor said. "It's been used." Nothing personal, gentlemen. Of course, you know, and everyone in this room knows, that women have always been using their brains. The truth is, the world has not always wanted to recognize that. Back in the early 1970s, when I started covering women in politics, the attitude was very different. It was a mayor of New Orleans who actually said, "Women do the licking and the sticking while men plan the strategy." It was a mayor of New York who said, "Whatever women do, they do best after dark."